March 12, 2005. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. That's Ninja Academy with Your Kung Fu Sucks. They opened up for Banyan last week at D. Piazza's. Just drums and bass. Some lady hitting a gong in between tunes. But mainly a two-piece band there. And pretty intense. Righteous interpretation of what... You know, I remember first hearing about drums and bass, or bass and drums, and finding out there was either bass or drums. It was some kind of a techno thing. So these guys actually operate instruments. We start off with John Coltrane live, 1962, live in Paris with Impressions. Classic quartet lineup. Jimmy Garrison, McCoy Tyner, Melvin Jones, along with Mr. Coltrane. Loving him. Yeah, March 12, almost the middle of March. All week here in Pedro, it's been socked in with fog every morning. Gray, gray, white, gray. No sunrises to photograph. I'm peddling and paddling. But I guess it's better than the downpour rain stuff we did have. Here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, Brother Matt is busy on the horn. Somebody has yanked his chain, engaged him in phone mate mode, and doing the windbag dance with him. Doing the dance. We have a guest coming in too, which he's late. Hope she makes it. Hell ride from Echo Park. Here's some a band called Uniform. Watt from Pedro show.
You can't get the hell out of the army.
Live from Pedro Show. That's Joanna Newsom with Sadie. Song our guest for today. Brother Matt, welcome. Yeah. Heather Lockie.
Hi.
Good to see you again.
You too.
From Echo Park. She got delayed by a funeral in town here. Mary Starr packed out.
Been a couple big ones lately.
Yeah, she thought it meant a lot of money. Huh. Pedro don't mean a lot of money. It's just a lot of family.
I didn't say a lot of money. I said an important person.
Everybody's important.
Everybody's important. That's true.
Those who feel the pauper.
Must have been an important person who knew a lot of people.
Well, it's the family, right? Especially somebody Mary Starr's Slav or Italian family.
Yeah, back the house out and then cork the streets.
Yeah. Then the parade to Green Hills.
Yeah.
Across from the Navy housing, right?
They just do it once now. Before I used to do the rosary thing.
Oh, yeah.
For like 2 days or something like that. It's torture.
Yeah, if you want to get into the trad, it big gig.
Oh, yeah?
For some of them cats, probably the biggest gigs.
Yeah.
existence, even though they're not there. Well, they are there, but different.
Different season.
Manifestation. Joanna Newsom, you picked that, Heather.
Yeah.
Tell us something about her. I've never heard her. You, Brother Matt?
No.
I was touring one time on the East Coast, and she was playing with this band called The Pleased. And she was the harpist in this rock band. And it really was sad because you couldn't hear the harp. And they lugged the harp all on tour. Like, every place they went, they had the harp.
Mime? Mime?
No mime.
No, did she end up not intentional?
I don't know. I don't know.
She couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear it.
Well,
but then...
Mime does?
I guess that's true. But then she came out. She turns out she does her own music, and that's the harp there. I heard her on the radio once.
Yeah,
that's the girl who was touring with that band.
Having to mime it. I've had to mime it. It's a character builder for sure.
Miming.
Yeah, especially when you're used to blasting really loud, and then you have to play without hearing a note.
Yeah,
well, sometimes
it's
a mime just to you. Like, you don't have monitors or you don't have an amp. One time I had to do a Europe tour through a direct box. This amp blew up on the first gig. That was kind of tough. You didn't hear anything. But sometimes it's a mime for the folks, too. Especially with the littler instruments. I think Joe Boone did a spin cycle with you that was pretty mime.
Yeah.
Which is trippy on the radio.
It's really bad without frets.
Well, it's kind of bad without a visual component. It's really mime. Visually mimed. In fact, unless somebody told you after the thing that had happened, you probably wouldn't know. So you're a big fan of hers from touring. And being impressed that she could actually play after hearing her.
Oh, she's amazing. She's an amazing harp player.
Sprouting the bean.
I don't know any of her other albums. I know
Peach Plum. No, I'm reading the song titles here. Peach Plum Pear. Those are my favorite fruits. It's trippy. It's just plums and pears. That's the way I say it, too. Oh, she's got it singular. Clam, crab, cockle, cowrie. She's walking on the beaches from.
Yeah, she's in San Francisco.
In England. Before that, we had Riding the Pine by Mount St. Stereo at Charleston, South Carolina band. And we started off with Can't Take the Hill Without the Army by Uniform. Orpheus Records. Heard they're interested in putting out Ed from Ohio record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Good for Ed.
Edward took him up on it. Heather, you didn't bring much.
No.
We're going to play something from the other CD.
you didn't tell me to bring CDs. You told me to bring my viola.
Yeah, that I brought too. That. But whenever you're a guest on the Wild from Pedro show, we'd like to hear what you're listening to.
Sorry, I'll bring more.
You've been a guest before, didn't you?
Yeah, I brought you some CDs. Well, you told me to that time.
Oh. Well, it's kind of neat to get hear what our guests like, because they get to hear what I play all the time. And Brother Matt, Soul, Sway, and Dominion over a spin cycle. So when we have guests, bring your music so we can hit people to that.
Well, if it's any consolation, this is all I've been listening to.
Yeah, but
two CDs.
We heard another excuse. When I first asked you that, it was more like your sister moved in or something.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that too.
You didn't tell me, I didn't tell you.
But really, these CDs are pretty much what I've been listening to for like a month.
You can't get to any of your music.
Let's just say we're having an organizational situation at the house.
Crisis.
Yeah. My grandmother died, so we moved all her stuff into my house. And we
what about her records?
She has a bunch of records, but they're old 78s.
Your
and we need a Victrola to play them. No, that was the other side. Oh, same side of the family. My mom's mom had like 7 brothers and sisters, and they're all in their 80s and 90s now. And my grandma, she was 94, I think, when she passed away last year. And it was her father's father's fiddle that they had. They grew up with it on the ranch.
Wow.
Up in Montana. And so my Uncle Floyd, my grandma's baby brother, played for years and years, and then he got pretty bad arthritis, so he gave the fiddle to me, which is like this monumental family occasion because, I mean, everybody really liked the fiddle, and they all really liked Uncle Floyd playing the fiddle. So I would take my viola up to Montana all the time in the summers, and we would just play together, and he would teach me these old, you know, Plains tunes and stuff, none of which I really remember, but I recorded him playing them. And so when he got arthritic, he couldn't play anymore, so he gave it to me.
Oh, cool.
But we couldn't tell my Uncle Max, because he wanted the fiddle to go to the historical museum that he started up in this little town in Montana. So he wanted the fiddle for the museum. So he doesn't know I have it still.
Ah, he will after hearing this show.
How many different generations of fiddle players are in your family?
Well, I know there was my great-grandpa, and then there was my grandpa's little brother. Well, no, it's my great-Uncle Floyd, so it was my great-great-grandpa. Uncle Floyd and then me, but I'm not really a fiddle player.
What about in between?
Your mom, I don't know. Maybe it was. Okay, wait a minute. I'm getting confused with the generations. I think my great-grandpa brought it over from Europe, this fiddle. And I don't know what happened before that. I mean, I don't know about after either. That's all I know.
Got some miles on it, though.
Yeah. Oh, but Aunt... Yeah, yeah. Well, my Aunt Bertie was a square dance caller. And when she was calling a square dance once, that's when the fiddle got sat on.
Oh.
I know that much. It got kind of crushed.
Yeah.
And they fixed it eventually. Uncle Floyd, I think it just sat for a long time because it wasn't working. And then Uncle Floyd eventually fixed it, and then he started playing it. He's a great fiddle player.
Now, this next song's from the other CD you brought. Kimya Dawson, what do you want to tell us about her?
I don't know that much about her. She's part of the Moldy Peaches. And she's pretty funny.
Okay, here we go, Wild from Pedro show.
White man in white pants was dancing inside out and lost his ass. A little black girl on like rollerblades. Found his foot and picked it up and gave it back and said, hey, pop, come on down, we're having a parade. Everybody in the town is turning around, turning around. Come on down. Better.
Wife from Pedro show. That was Car Planet from the Killing Ghosts. Where are they from? You read that shit, brother man?
Oh, man.
These guys who scribble on their covers. Well, I guess it's better than nothing. Can you tell?
They ain't come up with much.
Heather, can you? Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Wig Rodeo, yeah.
It's a movie, right?
Yeah.
It says a film.
Yeah, by Marcel.
Marcel Desjure.
Yeah, he's a really amazing filmmaker.
Marcel of the day.
He makes puppets.
Is there all kinds of Marcels? Right? Doesn't that what that means?
Oh, yeah,
Marcel.
No, Jure. It's J-O-U-R.
Marcel,
I think this is like a
jury or something.
Marcel,
yeah, decision.
Yeah.
The Marcel Desjure.
Du jour is with O-U-R, I think. That's like soup.
Jure in French is to swear.
To swear?
To swear, but that's the noun, so Marcel of the swearing.
A swearing.
Of the jury or the decision or something. We'll stick together for you when the sun.
Maybe his pop was a judge. Anyway, you got to pick a tune off of this since, you know, you're on it and you didn't bring any music. Here, did you figure out where Killing Ghosts are from? Did you figure out where Killing Ghosts are from? Shit, this. Here. It's got the bone phone, brother man.
Why don't you play Soup Lunch?
No, but first tell me where Killing Ghosts are from. Anyway, before them we had Top Gun. No, not Top Gun. Terrible movie. Top Brown. And they're from, who knows? They didn't put where they're from. But a song called Soft Gun. Yeah. I don't know where they're from.
Well,
somebody on tour. I'm playing a lot of stuff from music people give me on tour, so it's all over the place, wherever the boat took me. By the way, did you see my boat? I had it parked on 40th.
Is it the really white one?
Yeah, it's white.
But
did you see the sticker?
No, I was late.
I didn't put the old boat had a Brahma bull on the side, and since Raul has it, it's still in Pedro, so I didn't want to have another boat in town with Brahma, so I put a yak. They got yak.
Look at the
It's still, a steer kind of thing, cow thing, but it's, or heifer, but it's of Tibet. Although I know they raise them here now, like Montana.
Yeah?
Yeah. You got to get on the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Or get on Brother Matt's mic. Okay.
They don't see where they're from.
It don't. It's just scribbling.
But they say that their email is.
Oh, what's on that?
Jesus mother fuck with the instead of the U, the little underscore at yahoo.com. So that.
It don't say what. But it's area code 206. So if you knew your area codes.
And you could email them if you really want to know where they're from, because they.
But if you knew 206, Heather, then you could enlighten me.
There's a lot of area code changes these days, too.
Yeah, but there's a website. You can find them things. Out. Before Top Brown, we had the Lady Killers, a Long Beach band with She Pours Well. And we started off with a song Heather picked called Parade by Kimya Dawson, the other half of Moldy Peaches. Yeah. Hidden Agenda.
Hidden Agenda, yeah.
On K Records. All right.
Yeah, I'd like to see her live. I think she'd be really fun to see live.
Wow. Is this her?
Yeah. She's got a wig on.
She's got some arms. You sure?
Yeah, I know. She's really swell.
Look at those arms.
I think that's her.
That's
look
some
at,
guns.
Here's some other pictures of her. That looks like her.
Yeah, but she's got forearms bigger than
really
I do.
Strong.
Popeye.
See? There she is again. That looks like her. Look at the two faces. She's making a funny face here.
She's got some forearms. Smoked.
Maybe she's working
She's working out. She's paddling.
She's a metal worker. I know. I think she's an artist in New York.
But it's on Calvin's label, Olympia. Okay. So, here, you're going to give me a song. I played this a couple weeks ago, this Waco film soundtrack for a film called Whig Radio by Marcel Duchior. And I think I played the credits, the cartoon credits. So you play me your favorite song on that. What number?
Well, there's a lot of really, really funny facts on this. Let's play the factory one.
Yeah, but you got to tell me.
Number six.
Six.
But it's short. It's only a minute 53. That's okay. You can play also Soup Lunch Break 2.
This will be the last tune for this first hour. We'll play you something else later on. Tell us something about Waco. Is it still active? You were in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, Waco's active. I've been a pretty lame Waco member lately, but I know that it's going still. In fact, there's a show tonight at Timber Street.
Didn't you play with them in San Francisco a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. We played at this place called Edinburgh Castle, a little bar.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, it's a really...
I'm going to play there next month.
Are you? It's an awesome...
No,
awesome
the real Edinburgh.
Oh, Edinburgh,
club
Scotland.
Called Cabaret Voltaire.
You might not fit in Edinburgh Castle. It's really small.
There is an Edinburgh Castle. It's huge.
In Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Where are you going to play?
Cabaret Voltaire. Edinburgh is like the East Town. Glasgow's the West Town. One's more Protestant, one's more Catholic, one's more... I don't know. There's kind of a rivalry between the two towns, but I like playing both places, so I always do. Especially if I'm going to play England, I want to play Scotland. Watt. It's from James Watt, the inventor. Was from Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
It's a college named after him near there. He ended up moving to England and stuff, so there's statues of him in Leeds and Birmingham, but he's originally from Glasgow. But I haven't played Edinburgh in San Francisco.
It's a cute bar. It's a little, you go upstairs.
What, Mission?
No, it's right next to the, where I saw you guys when you were playing with Banyan.
American Music?
Yeah, it's right next to the American Music Hall. And Geary.
Van Ness, Geary.
Geary, yeah. Cute bar.
They had a bunch of sun. I was talking to Lisa. She wants to start, Nanny's sister, the lady who does my t-shirts, she wants to start a hot dog cart thing. Because she lives by the baseball field. So she's asking me for ideas. And I thought, well, what about... Oh, man, we're going to have to play your song next hour because we only got a minute left. But anyway, I was thinking, well, you know, San Francisco, sourdough. So instead of a traditional hot dog bun, just a sourdough roll. So it'd be the dog would only be on one end that's held in your hand, and then the rest would hang out like a little sword, right? And you could call them weenie waggers and get the kind. Because a lot of dogs are cooked in plastic skins. They peel off, so they have no skin when you chow them. So there's no snap. So they get big, thick intestine skins on them. So they snap, and you can wag them. Comparison test with the other dogs, and they break in half and stuff. I think you keep going. And,
I think those would be really popular.
I'd say, what was the thing? Me and Nanny thought of. Weenie waggers from the Wigger Woman's Wagon.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, Brother Matt, we're at the end of the first hour of the March 12, 2005 edition of Watt from Pedro show. Let us hold tight for hour two. March 12, 2005, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show, and here's that... tune Heather picked, something she played on along with 11 other people. Who scored this? Somebody did a lot of parts.
Steve Gregoropoulos.
Steve did it.
He's the Waco guy, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He does all the...
He's got something else coming. He flowed me an email. He's got another project in the works.
He's got a lot of projects.
Maybe something theatrical, even.
Was it maybe about tonight's show?
That's
his evening of leader.
Probably was. What is that?
He he wrote these kind of mini songs for this friend of ours called Dean, who is this really amazing opera singer. So he wrote like five or six, I don't know how many pieces he wrote, but they're short.
Arias?
Not arias, they're Lieder.
Oh, Lieder.
You know,
right. Yeah.
Lieder. And actually our bass player for Listing Ship, Laura, she's really a pianist, and she's playing the piano tonight, and Dean's singing, and then there's a bunch of other people doing other Lieder stuff. Like an evening of vocal song, I think. Like modern vocal song. Yeah.
Piano.
Yeah. Stuff like that. That's happening at Timberspace tonight. When does your show air? Well, it won't air today, huh?
No. Next week.
Well, so for all of you listening, this happened already.
It'll be a distant memory. I know everybody's hungry for Steve Gregalopoulos information. Where was he? Me and Kara played for him. Oh, last Monday we did this film called High School.
Yeah.
Or something. High School Record. I think I was the oldest guy in the movie. I was his dad with cancer. And so they premiered the movie. I didn't see it, but they had me and Kira play after.
Yeah, I saw you guys at that show.
And Steve was there.
Yeah.
He had some.
And then he played. He's playing piano with Becky Stark now, yeah.
He had some equipment. Oh, yeah, Matt Becky, too.
Yeah, I wish I had Becky's record.
His first gig was playing with List and Shit.
Hmm.
You didn't hear that?
Her first.
I thought you were standing right there when she told me. She goes, I love List
and
Shit.
No, I wasn't there.
That was my first gig.
It must have been her first gig with her current lineup. She's got a really good lineup right now.
It's what she told me. She had this
awesome
dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to me and Kara. Yeah. You were staring.
She's
right
great.
There.
No, I hadn't come yet, I don't think.
You sure?
Because I arrived when you guys were already on stage.
Something, whatever, came up. She goes, that was my first gig.
That's funny. Yeah, she's a really good singer. She's a good songwriter.
My God, what terrible sound that fucking place. There was one mic. Okay, I said, fuck it. Because the acoustics are so bad, I knew the sound man destroyed the bass guitar. So I said, we're going to just go to power from the stage. Our amps are loud. So they only need one mic for Kara singing. And the dude is feedbacking like crazy. One mic. You have the EQ. You have to really notch the low mid-range because there's such resonance in there. They have no absorbent surface, so this stuff is a storefront, long shoebox shotgun throw, and it just roar. So I couldn't believe it. One mic, all the guy had to do. But he's sitting so far in the back and high, I'm sure he couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even hear it. A big fucking din. So. But Steve was at that game. So here's Waco. What's the movie about? Wig
it's kind of
rodeo.
It's like kind of modernist.
Cowboys,
I'm not really. I know it's about a factory. I know it's about
aggressive.
It's pretty aggressive. It's got like a lot of frames in it. It's kind of black and white and sepia toned.
There's no plot.
I don't know. I'm not very good at interpreting plots sometimes. So I can't really say. You just have to see it. I've got a copy of it if you ever want to see it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. It's engaging, I'll say that.
What about the title?
I have no idea.
There's no reference in the movie?
You know, next time I see Marcel, I'll ask him. Because I see him every now and then.
You guys made all this music to a movie.
I don't even think I played on this record.
You're
I think
in the picture.
Really? I don't think so.
Yeah, you are. At the top?
I don't think that's me.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think these are people.
Lady looks kind of retarded. Doesn't she look like she's playing?
She's playing like an imaginary viola or something. But
it's got to be you.
I don't think it's me. I think it's a scene from the movie. I'm fairly certain this isn't me.
No, but there's other Waco people in that picture.
No. I think it's people from the movie. But I could be wrong. I have no idea.
All right. This is mysterious.
I'm really ignorant of this. I don't know.
thought you wanted a plastic.
Debbie, the
bitter from Grandma, but that's bad. Oh.
On sale?
This load. $213.35. This time the credit card is pressed into action. Debbie, no plastic.
Problem, and the plastic is pressed into action once again. But it costs $240. Debbie, the plastic.
Buy it.
Oh. Yeah, I know this mall. This is my mall.
I know. Debbie, you could own this mall pretty soon.
Oh, this is my mall.
Debbie knows the way.
Yeah, I know this mall.
Debbie.
Oh, this is my mall. My mall. I know.
Plastic is pressed into action once again.
Fine. Okay, I will take one of those in black.
Debbie finds a hard to find something.
I know the 32
cents. Plastic takes a rest.
I'm going to check.
This time the credit card is pressed into action. Debbie, plastic takes a rest.
I'm going to check.
Total for today?
Probably around 600, maybe over 600.
About the same as last year. About the same as last week, they say.
This is fun. I like shopping. Fun. This is fun. Fun. This is fun. Fun. I like shopping.
But why not?
This is fun. I like shopping. Fun.
Santa told Grandma that I could have both.
We're out.
Problem.
According to Santa's gonna be.
We're out.
Problem. Debbie Plastic.
Hello.
Time, Money, and other Pink Floyd song titles by Goddamn DuBois. You know what? It's a guy. Was he? Yeah, he's a black political.
Poet, wasn't he? No, he's a political guy.
Yeah.
WBE initials.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He was in early part of the 1900s. Black empowerment.
Harlem
kind of
Renaissance
things.
Dude.
Maybe something like that. That's where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the. Des Moines is the town. Des Moines. Des Moines.
Yeah, the initials. E.B. Dubois.
Yeah, E.B. Dubois. So that's Dubois, but, you know.
Yeah. It's probably Haiti background. So. That's where it is. Anyway, that was called Goddamn Dubois. The band, and Time, Money, and Other Pink Floyd song titles, name of the track, off their, no, the guy's name is Ryan Dubois, and the record's called Goddamn Dubois. See that? Ryan Dubois.
Maybe his nephew.
Oh, man. See, it's such a mystery to the way people get these. You know. And before that, we had Plastic Debbie from the Clean Plate Club. A great project, well, ongoing thing. God, I can't remember his name.
It's Nebraska?
Bippy? Yeah, it's out of Lincoln, Nebraska. But the guy's name, it's really a one-man deal. And he was so shy and nervous, his wife had to give me
a sounds like
record.
A cool deal he's got going on, though.
Oh, yeah, his other record, I played some tunes off the other one, and it is great. The way he mixes all these samples, he's incredible. You know, I just got the upgrade to Reason. You ever heard Reason, the software?
Yeah.
Wow. And you can do the same thing, loops and drum machines, synthesizers, and all
this. The propeller heads?
Yeah, Swedish cats.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to start doing that. I've had some piano samples, of course, which are Melton Mamiel Spiels.
And yeah, it's good.
The bass, and I'm going to do this kind of collage kind of thing. But he had a tune there called Plastic Debbie from his Mannheim Cream Slingers Greatest Christmas Hits, Volume 1.
That's a good name of a song for Mannheim Cream Slingers.
Well, what was the Christmas thing? Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah.
Right? They churn out these
Christmas hits.
Yeah, whatever. Then we started off the second hour with Factory Number 1. I guess Take 1, Version 1. There's several factories on there. Now, you're not on the record, but you did a live thing.
Yeah. We did a performance.
Yeah.
Oops, I gotta be on the mic.
Did they show the film while you guys were playing?
Yeah.
So you were in the dark playing?
Pretty much.
While the film was going on?
Yeah, we had little stand lights and stuff. I think that was one of the
lights, God,
that was one of the first Waco things I ever did.
Training wheels. I mean, we gotta do the next step up. Wow, what's this, brother?
Those are like
the next step
honey,
up from
honeybee ginseng.
Mm. Those are good.
Oh, it's power.
Yeah.
And Mr. Kim gives it. But, the next step beyond mime, obviously, is Braille, so. You know, can't be heard. Why bother being seen? Or having seen? But we're right now. Privilege and honor to have Brother Matt Spitzhagel and. Miss Heather's going to collaborate on the viola with
him. Well, too.
Living in a day of crime. You've been sleeping.
Just a future. just wanna be some of you gambling men.
Take a jack out, swear on your knees all night. so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
I was born in the country. I was raised in town. I can natural bone shake it from my hips on down.
Thank you. back.
What from Pedro show. There we go. That was Schubert's Trout, the Scherzo Presto part from John O'Connor on piano with the Cleveland Quartet. Hugh O'Connor's pop. Before that, we had Devin Sarno, Nels Klein with Hydrofoil. And before that, Brother Matt with the Spin Cycle.
Heather.
With Heather Lockie collaborating on some improvisation on the viola. That's it for hour two, March 12, 2005, Watt for Pedro show. Hang tight for hour three. March 12, 2005. Here's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show with part four of Dreams of Rio.
Jack Flanders in Dreams of Rio.
Dreams of Rio.
Jack Flanders has been invited to join the archaeologist Professor Klaus Vargas on an expedition into the Amazon. The professor believes there's an ancient lost city located somewhere in the jungle in the Brazilian state of Amazonas.
I want you to join me. All right? Why do you need me? You are the key.
Jack has declined the tempting offer and has left for Bahia. Meanwhile, Carmen has visited the mysterious Mine Josepha.
He is playing with a force that is very old. Very old.
Mine Josepha advised Carmen to go to Paraty, a small village located down the coast from Rio.
I don't understand you. First you say I am here to help him, then to protect me. Then you tell me that...
Go to Paraty.
Paraty?
The detective, Short Top Detroit, has also arrived in Paraty for a meeting with the shady Paulo Pompadora. And now, week four of Dreams of Rio.
O senhor precisa de alguma ajuda?
I'm looking for a Senhora Paulo Pompadora.
Senhor Paulo Pompadora.
Uh-huh. Tell him that Short Top Detroit is here in Paraty.
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 Paraty, chi, chi.
Chi, chi, chi. Well?
O quê?
Paulo Pompadora. I here to speak to the senhora.
Senhora, não. Senhor.
Sim.
Senhor Pompadora.
That's what I said.
O quê?
You speak no English, yes?
English.
Ah.
No.
Oh. Well, look. Let me leave a note for Senhor Paulo Pompadora. I am Short Top Detroit. You give the note to...
Ah, o senhor é o Short Top. Claro, o senhor Paulo está à sua espera.
Let me look here. Look at the dictionary. Wait. À la espera? Espera? All right. Waiting for you. For me?
É, pelo senhor.
Paulo's waiting for me?
O senhor Paulo está no parque.
Parque, but park. Paulo's waiting for me in the park?
Yeah, no parque.
Okay, thanks.
Ele está tomando chá.
Tomando chá. Uh-huh. Having tea.
Tea? É, chá.
Paulo's waiting for me while having tea in the park in Paraty?
Paraty.
Chi, right. And again, thank you.
Ele está lhe esperando perto da árvore grande.
Come again?
Árvore grande.
Very grungy. A big tree. Paulo's waiting by the big tree.
Certo.
Okay. So, I'll see Paulo by the big tree having tea waiting for me in the park of Paraty.
Chi.
Si. Well, thanks and... Is that it?
Ah, o senhor Paulo vai lhe esperar às 3 horas.
Três horas. Paulo's expecting me at 3.
Exato, às 3 horas.
Aha, Paulo's by the big tree having tea waiting for me in the park of Paraty.
Chi.
Well, Here's a tip, and thank you once more.
No. De jeito nenhum. É grátis.
It's free.
Exato.
Huh. You're telling me that Paolo's having tea by the big tree waiting for me at 3 in the park and Parachi is free?
You got it, Mac.
Well, thank you. What?
Is this Salvador?
Salvador, good.
Good.
Okay?
Okay.
Good, senorita.
Yes. No, very nice, but no, thank you. No way, look, I could never play one of those things.
Ah, Mr. Detroit, how nice.
Ah, Signor Pompadoro, oh, I see you spilt a little tea on your knee while sitting here beneath the big tree waiting for me at 3 in the park in Paraty.
No, that's coffee.
Coffee? Oh. Coffee.
Please be my guest. Does this scene look familiar?
As opposed to what?
Oh, the house is there. Across the street. Do they not look familiar?
Yes, they do not look familiar.
Gabriella was made here.
She was?
Yes, with Sonia Braga.
Oh.
Soninha. She was so beautiful, so sexy, huh?
I don't know Gabriella.
Don't know?
No.
Sempre Gabriella. It was a film.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't see that one.
Oh. Too bad.
I did see The Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Spider Woman?
Oh, yeah. She was great. Phew.
I didn't see that.
Oh. Nice dog.
A little hot.
Yeah. What?
Hot.
No. I said dog.
Hot dog?
No, I didn't say hot day. I said hot dog. I said dog. I didn't even say hot dog. I said dog.
You said hot day. I said hot dog.
No, I didn't say hot day. I said nice dog. You said hot day.
I said hot dog. Okay.
Right. Did you see the movie Brazil?
No.
Fine. Why am I in Paraty? What is in Paraty? Why was I told go to Paraty? What is this? I know that man. From the mall. Claro, Shortstop Detroit, private investigator. So, Paolo is here for a clandestine meeting, huh? Why is Shortstop in Brazil? Paolo, I didn't know this was going to be a setup.
What setup? You're speaking about bowling?
Oh, come on, you know what I mean. That guy Flanders didn't know I was the one setting him up for the big fall.
How should I know he'd drop the stone head and find a crystal skull inside?
You didn't know that?
No. Complete surprise.
Yeah.
Shock.
Yeah. Well, I heard the skull is missing. I heard the museum got ripped off.
Such a shame. All those precious relics gone. All those priceless artifacts lost, stolen. No respect for the history of our country.
Yeah, it's a crying shame, Paolo. A real pity.
What did that tour guide say? There's a church for every day of the year. It's a bit of an exaggeration, but still. There sure are an awful lot of churches. I wonder how the African religions can coexist with Catholicism. How is it possible to practice both at the same time? Beats me.
So what do you want to see me about?
There's something going on. I want you to find out what it is.
I can't be a detective down here. I don't speak Portuguese.
You speak Espanol?
Un poquito.
Muy bien.
Como?
You get by.
Oh. Get by, maybe. Hey, what are those big black birds hopping around out there? Some kind of native Heckle and Jekyll.
Urubus.
Urubus.
Vultures.
Vultures. What do they eat?
Anything dead. Yeah.
piano. Sounds awfully familiar. I wonder... could that be him? He's a little older, but... aren't we all? Mojo?
Good Lord, Jack Flanders.
Mojo! What are you doing here?
Last time I saw you was in Tangier.
I'm surprised to see you here in Brazil.
I've been here for a while. How about you?
I just arrived.
You don't see many Americans around here.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's great just finding someone who understands English in this country.
Portuguese is a nice language. It's a smooth language. If you don't understand it, the sound makes a nice background.
Well, it's all background to me.
Come on, I'll show you the town.
I want you to go to Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on Professor Klaus Vargas.
Vargas? The etymologist?
The archaeologist.
Oh, yeah, right. I've heard of him.
I want you to keep an eye on him.
An eye on him, huh? Why? What's he up to?
I believe he's trying to double-cross me. Can he pass up or
yeah, the old Portuguese double-cross.
Vargas is planning an expedition into the Amazon. I want to know where he is going.
No problem.
Well, enjoy yourself in Paraty.
Yes, a nice place to live.
Ciao.
Yeah, same to you.
Sempre Gabriela.
Hey, Paulo.
Yeah?
Don't take any wooden cruzados.
Ah, pode escrever.
Yeah, pode escrever. Yeah, right. Vultures, huh? Let's get a closer look at those birds. Look at that. One just landed on the handle of that old lawnmower. Phew. Stinky, ugly birds. Dirty, filthy, disgusting birds.
What was that? Look at that. Hey, you didn't have to fly off the handle like that. Hey, did it again. Go on, go on.
Spread your filthy wings and fly away.
Yeah, well. Gee, these birds have got no sense of hubris. Look! There's another one.
Hey, hey. Dejen pasar los opilotes.
What?
I said stop tormenting the vultures.
I wasn't tormenting. I was just teaching them how to articulate.
Articulate what?
Didn't you hear them mumble? They're very difficult to understand.
What do you mean? Show me.
How are you? I'm fine. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
You actually speak vultures.
That's right. Captain Kirk will be proud of me.
So, tell me, Mojo, why are you here in Bahia?
Well, I'm continuing my voodoo studies.
Oh, that's right. You know, you always were a scholar of voodoo, weren't you?
There's some very interesting stuff going on. The African religions are still active here.
I don't understand how Brazilians can be Catholics and still practice this macumba or candomblé or whatever.
Well, you know any of the history of Bahia?
Not much. I know this city, Salvador, was once the capital of Brazil. It's the port where the slaves were brought.
The African religions went through a lot of changes here. They had to adapt. People involved in candomblé believed in a supreme god, Olorun.
Olorun?
Yes. He created the universe, but he has intermediaries who look after the affairs of human beings, like saints.
But these intermediaries, they're the orishas, right? The divinities.
Yeah, you know some of this, right?
Well, not really, but I've been learning fast.
In candomblé, African deities are the same as the Catholic saints. You have Yemanjá, goddess of the sea. That's the Virgin Mary. Ogun, god of war, is St. Anthony. Oshossi, god of the hunt, St. George. And Oshala, greatest of the deities, is Jesus.
Oh, excuse me, Roger. What is this we're watching?
Capoeira.
Capoeira?
Yeah, it's a type of combat, hand and foot fighting. It's as lethal as karate.
It looks dead.
Yeah, they kept it disguised as a dance. But the plantation owners got wise and banned it. Now it's both dance and a fighting technique.
Whew. Well, wait a minute. That mud is crawling with crabs.
Ugh, crabs.
Crabs, indeed. Yes, crabs. Big ones, little ones, millions of them.
Did you know that during the high tide, the water comes up and swooshes the streets of the town?
Nah, where'd you hear that?
That's why the streets are built like a channel.
You mean all those crabs sweep in with the tide up the street?
Up the streets, and sometimes they come in under the door.
Under the door?
And they climb up the bedspread.
Up the bedspreads?
And creep under the covers.
Creep under the covers. Oh, come up. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's great. You had me going there.
But it's
really
true.
Carmen.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting hungry. How about a little crab, Louie?
Carmen, and I don't eat crab.
Oh, come on. It's my treat.
All right. But no crab.
So who are you, really? And what were you before? And what did you do? And what did you think?
Well, no one, nothing, 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 I guess. And who are you?
Nobody, really. The name is Detroit. Shortstop Detroit.
Mucho gusto, Mr. Shortstop.
And mucho gusto to you.
So, Salvador really does have an upper and a lower city, hmm?
That's true. And if you want to get from one part of the city to the other, you take the elevator.
The elevator? What do you mean, the elevator?
The city's built on a cliff. Over there is the elevator.
Oh, I have to see this.
We'll take a ride.
You know, I still don't understand how someone can practice a pagan religion and... I mean, you know what I mean by pagan, right?
Oh, sure. Listen.
What are we doing?
Sometimes I can hear them. Being a slave was awful. The misery. You can feel it here. All around you. Over there, that's where they auction them off. Fresh off the boat. Oh, God, it was a terrible thing.
Yeah. Seems the only thing the whites couldn't take away from the slaves was their belief in the mystical.
They tried rebellion. Insurrection failed. So, yeah, accepting the white world became the only way out of the mess. Become Catholic. And if you're a woman, sleep with them so you can have children with lighter skin who'd have a better chance. Well... Here's the elevator. Going down.
Okay.
Also, you have to understand that Catholicism here in Brazil was cut off from Europe, where they controlled the worship of saints. But in Brazil, the isolation, the climate, this is a pretty sensuous climate here. It became a folk Catholicism. Saints became more personal. See what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
They sure have some fresh crabs here.
Yes, very fresh.
Here, come on, eat some.
No, thank you.
You mean I gotta eat all these crabs myself?
I told you I don't eat crabs during high tide.
High tide?
Tonight, the bay will swoosh up the streets and all the crabs will come. And they sniff beneath the doors, and they smell crab on your breath and go right after you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Here it is, the Noah City.
Well, I must admit, taking the elevator is the only What? No, thanks. Wait, what are you doing?
He just wants you to buy his monkey.
Oh, yeah, just what I need, right? A monkey.
Cute thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you are cute. Yeah. Hey, fantastic. Stop. Hey, oh, really? No, thanks. I don't need a monkey. So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the races became mixed, you said. But how did the whites become influenced by the black religions?
Well, the white children were brought up by a black mammy, and her beliefs became part of theirs. Along with the holy medals of the saints were African charms. When the children got sick, she'd treat them with herbs from the medicine man.
So the influence worked both ways,
yeah? It was a part of both their educations.
Is it possible to see a candomblé ceremony?
If you come by after I get off tonight, hey, around 11, we'll go to the beach. I can show you some real candomblé.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Jack.
Hmm?
Leave your preconceptions behind.
You know I always travel light.
Well, Carmen, I'm sorry I'm going to have to miss the big tide tonight, but I'm tired.
Cuidado, don't fool with those vultures. See the way they watch you?
Well, gee, Carmen, I hate to say goodnight.
Try buenas noches.
Well, gee, Carmen, I hate to say buenas noches.
Good night.
We never met.
Where would we meet?
We could meet at my place.
True. Good night.
Okay. Buenas noches.
Sweet dream.
Thanks, Carmen.
Sueña con los angelitos.
I'll do that.
A little time to kill. I wonder what's going on over there. Man with a couple of snakes. Big, scaly things. The eyes are interesting. Quite interesting.
The tide is swooshing in. I think I'll go to the beach and swim.
This is going to be interesting. But listen, you can't talk and you can't take pictures, okay?
Okay.
You'll see some people get possessed. They'll get up and dance. I'll tell you what happened later.
I'll keep quiet. Just one question.
Okay.
Is there any difference between this and the Pentecostal religion where people are possessed by the Spirit and speak in tongues?
That's a good question. But there's a lot of people who don't want to know the answer.
Come on, Mojo, what do you think?
Pentecostal is a puritanical religion. It is similar in that the Holy Spirit descends and takes possession just like the Orishas. It's the same means, but with different ends. Very different ends.
Stuff, eh?
Shh.
Crabs crawling all over the bed. Hey, get off there. Get out of here. Go on. Take a hike. Go on. Put an egg in your shoe and beat it. Go on. Get out of here. I'm getting out of here. Uh-oh. The room is flooded. Damn. I should never have taken a room on the ground floor or below sea level. I made the same mistake in Death Valley just before the flash flood. Jeez. Lost $4,000 worth of Mexican blankets. Took a beating on the... Ow! Hey! Let go of my... Ow! Oh, Jesus! Hey, let go of my toe! Come on! Hey, come on, Krabby! Let go! Ow! 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 Oh, grab my thumb, will you? Ooh, moving up, huh? Ambitious little trying to claw your way to the top, huh? Crusty little crustacean! Come on, you coward! Come on, put him up! Put him up! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come out of your shell, you... Ow! 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 Hey! Gosh! Darn it! Get off my nose! Hey, let go of my nose! Let go of my nose! Let go of my nose! Come on! Ah! Oh, wow! Hello! Room service?
O senhor precisa de alguma ajuda?
Grab my nose!
O quê?
Wait! Can I go? On my nariz!
O senhor Paulo está lhe esperando perto da árvore.
Não, não, crab, caranguejo.
Ah, caranguejo.
Sim, claws, pincers, everything.
O quê?
Claws, caranguejo, gara, pincers, balascor, narizzi.
Nariz?
Caranguejo, balascor, my nose.
Nose?
Yes, nose.
Yes, no?
Oh, yes, nose, nariz.
Who is this?
Detroit.
Ah, o senhor Short Top. O número do seu quarto, por favor.
4-4-4, room number
1E. O quê?
1E. E, ow! 1E? Well, no, not 1E. E, ow!
Esse quarto não existe.
Oh, I'll show you. Oh, look, I'm coming in there. I'm gonna show you. Now, look.
Look, here. You see this? I got a crab on my nose.
Um caranguejo no seu nariz?
What?
I can't understand you. You get a crab on your nose.
Right.
I feel as though I'm swimming through the air. Or am I? Birds around me. Circle around and around like in a whirlpool. We're being drawn down to the earth. There's something down there. Something dead. It's the body. The body the vultures have torn apart. It's scaly with greenish skin, like a snake, only it's a man. Or is it? The eyes are pecked out, black holes. Oh, God. What's happening to me?
Made me Get up and go. Take one. Tape is rolling.
Show. That was the Teen Idols, Ian MacKaye on bass, before he formed Minor Threat. Something from the Discord box of the 20 years of Discord, rare and unreleased. He gave this to me, my cocktail pad last tour. Heather, you saw Ian and the Evens?
Oh, I missed it. I got there at the end.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It was an early show.
I was there with Brendan. They were good. They were good. In fact, it was at the Vex. One of the Vexes. Where there was punk gigs in East L.A. Didn't come on me until I was in there. I was thinking, man, this is familiar. And then it just came, whoa, this was one of Joe Vex's pads. I played here. Like 20, 25 years. Before that, we had Get Up. No, that was Get Up and Go. We had Atomic Swerve by Leonard Skrabozeski and Zappa. And not Frank Zappa, but Stanley Jason Zappa. That's a trippy kind of... dedicated to Bill Dixon. Alright. Kind of free music. Now it's probably most of that. And then right after part four of Jack Flanders and Dreams of Rio, new character has been brought aboard. This short Detroit. New voice. We talked about Mojo and Jack, and these same voices for like 30 years since Fort Tower. Right after that, we played a song Heather picked, another one from Joanna Newsom called Peach Plum Pear. Want to tell us something about that, Heather?
I don't know how the peaches and plums and pears come into that song yet.
I think they're singular.
But I will study it some more, and I will find out.
I have a poem called Peaches Plums.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's singular. Mine is plural.
Yeah, you like those fruits.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
That's funny.
The ones that really get into your teeth.
I like
this Johnny Thunders record last tour. It's called Bootlegging the Bootleggers. Johnny. Well, everybody's had lots of bootlegs. So, what they did was they took songs on bootlegs and put them out.
Okay, kids, this one's called You're Just Another Bitch.
Oh,
Matt?
Watt from Pedro Show. That was, I think that was, even though the credits said 8, which was a song called Speed, I think it was the song Shut the Fuck Off. Didn't it sound like he was saying that?
It certainly did.
Did it sound like Shut the Fuck Off?
I think it was Shut the Fuck Off.
Right.
A few times.
Anyway, that was Life After Life, something new on a pair of tentacles, Jello's the label. Before that, we had live George Hurley and Mike Watt here at La Zona Rosa last May. Terrible recording, but Heather wanted to
cool.
hear it. Oh, yeah. Brother Matt's got a poster.
Cool. Third grade teacher played on that, huh?
And, yeah.
They're my friends.
Hardball and Leeches. Leeches
had that's great.
Drummer Raul.
Ooh, yeah,
the second
yeah.
man there. So Bob Dylan wrote propaganda songs. You never even heard of that song.
Oh, no, I don't have a lot of your records.
So from the old days. But you weren't even living here then.
Whoa,
right?
No, but I knew of the Minutemen. I mean, even in Sunnyvale, I knew who the Minutemen were. I just
but you didn't come to.
I'm not a record
SoCal
player.
The
90s. I came in '86, but.
Oh,
I went to school.
It was only like a year after we
started. Wow. And then in school is where, like, when I went to college in L.A., I heard the Minutemen. Yeah.
Was it too far from when we were playing?
And then I started going, seeing you when you were playing with
Firehose,
yeah. And I saw you at Cal State Long Beach, or Cal State something or other. I think Cal State...
Fullerton,
and I went with Lyman and Pablo, and
yeah, we played
that was the first show I ever saw you at.
Lunchtime.
Yeah, it's a lunchtime
before,
show.
And me.
I always felt bad because I teased you about your pants falling down.
Yeah, I didn't wear underwear.
Then I felt bad.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Volcano by the band Volcano, Kirkwood's new band. And we started off with Just Another Girl, Johnny Thunders, Bootlegging Bootleggers. And had fun with the. What's it called? Stations of the Cross. I got this record. It's a film soundtrack. But he is missed dearly. Great guitars. And fashion sense, too. Heather, what are you doing with music now?
Let's see. I got a couple shows coming up. If this is airing the 19th, then one of them will be tonight at Timberspace. Listing Ships playing with a touring band called Charlemagne. I don't know anything about them, but I hear they're really good.
When? March 19th.
Yeah. Timberspace in Echo Park.
Okay.
And then, Alan from Lowe put us on this bill at the El Rey on March 31st, which is really cool. But he put us on and I didn't know about it. So it was in the paper and people were like, hey, that's a great show. Like, whoa, what are you talking about?
Terrible sound there.
It's not that good a sound, no. But that's a good show.
Sometimes people do that. I met Basamp Clint for some Burma gigs and... they had 400 blows open at the Troop. 400 blows didn't know how they got the gig.
I heard about that.
And just was looking for bands in L.A. And he saw the 400 Blow website and listened to some stuff and he thought they were the guys. You should be doing the gig, which is kind of like the old days.
That's great.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Aren't you done with the... Listing Ship album?
We're done. It's at the plant.
That's why you couldn't bring it?
That's right.
Wasn't all the granny stuff.
Yeah, it's somewhere. But it'll be there for the El Rey show. I think I'll have a few copies.
But I've played some stuff that you gave me some mixes.
Yeah.
It wasn't the finished thing. I even played some demos, I think.
So yeah, I think you did, too.
I know a little bit about it, but... it'll be out in a month, right? Okay. Too classical.
Yep.
tell them the website.
TrueClassicalCDs.com/listingship/ I think.
True Classicals CD.
Just True Classical CDs.
True Classical CDs.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah. Waco's got a show, but this will be aired before, or after it played, after it's next Thursday, but that, it's weird recording this a week in advance.
Huh? Why is it weird?
Because I would talk about the Waco show, but it will already have passed by the time this airs.
Yeah, but, yeah, there are a lot of the characters who don't live in these parts anyway, so just...
Doesn't matter. We're playing with Olin. A rockin' Espanol night. I don't know why Waco's playing it, because we're not rockin' Espanol. But it'll be a good bill. You ever hear Olin?
No.
They're great.
LA?
Yeah. They're fantastic.
Yeah,
I wish I had some recordings of them. I'd bring you down some recordings of them. Maybe I'll pick one up at the show.
Yeah, ask them.
They're great.
These folks are always willing to let you check out what they're doing. So many people playing music.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time, too. And then I didn't hear about them for a while, and now we're doing a show. Oh, and the Very Be Careful, that they're on the bill, too. I've never heard them.
Very Be Careful?
Yeah.
What's your plans past the listenership record?
I know we're going to tour it, I think, in the fall. But I don't know where we're going to go yet. So I'm going to be booking the tour, so yours truly will be finding living rooms to play. What? Say it again?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's part of this scene where that's the whole tour's houses.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Their houses. Now they're up on the top floor, though, the old Peck Mansion.
Yeah, they get to still do the gigs there?
I don't know. Because it's top floor. That's where the roofs are all. No, the roofs are flat.
Yeah.
The shape.
Yeah.
It's trippy.
I should talk to Raul about. I should talk to Raul about living room contacts.
Yeah. There's a whole circuit those guys.
Yeah, it's really neat.
5-year plan and Killer Dreamer. And likewise, they come down here playing Pedro, and not the coffee shop, but it was 4th Street. Called it Porch Core. But they got booted, and now they're on 15th Street. But like I said, third floor, so I don't know if they can still do the gig. You have a new bass player.
Yeah. Her name's Laura, and she plays in this band called Daphne the Painted Lady. And she plays a lot of instruments. With us, she plays stand-up bass. Tonight, she's playing... she's really a pianist, I think.
Right.
But she also plays guitar and
Greg.
Some other stuff. Yeah, with Greg.
Okay. We want to thank you for being our guest.
Wow, thank you. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Thanks so much for
I never played with a mixing machine.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's fun.
Spin Cycle co-conspirator. March 12, 2005 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Back next week. Keep your powder dry.